listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio or on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com, or you can leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you enjoyed this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com.
Don't touch that dial. There's excitement galore coming up in the next hour when you'll hear Mildred, the mask mother, say to her son,
"And who do you think was dressed up as the grandmother?"
Goldilocks?
No.
Not the wolf?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
During another exciting episode of Chicken Man.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Monday's Crime Does Not Pay on the Shadow. This episode originally aired January 5th, 1941. It's the first in the new year of 1941, and it's called The Leopard Strikes.
Of the Shadow are on the air, brought to you each week by the Blue Coal Dealers of America. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow will be with us in just a moment. But first, here's an important tip that will add to the enjoyment of your home. When ordering fuel, be sure to ask for Blue Coal. You'll enjoy greater heating comfort at less cost. What's more, the extra convenience of a steady-burning, longer-lasting Blue Coal fire will give you more leisure time, more time to enjoy a truly comfortable, well-heated home. Call your neighborhood Blue Coal dealer. You'll find him eager to please you with a prompt, clean delivery, plus free information about low-cost home heating. Phone him tomorrow, won't you? He'll show you the easy Blue Coal way to heat your home. The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's story, The Leopard Strikes.
Officer Kelly.
Well, how are you, Mac?
Fine. Had any excitement tonight?
No, my young lad. What would be excitement on a beat like this around the animal house? Nothing's happened here in the park for 20 years.
Well, you can always hope.
Oh, yes, that you can.
What time have you got, Officer Kelly?
Well, it's almost midnight.
Well, if anything's to happen, this is the time. Midnight. Say, do those animals always howl like that?
Never a let up all night long. They just don't like being caged up in a zoo, I guess. You'll get used to them after a while.
I suppose so. You know, for my first assignment, I sort of hoped I'd get a more exciting place than this.
Well, the park is the home of the rookies and the has-beens, son. Barring promotions, you start here, move away, and end here.
Well, I hope I move away soon. Maybe you've noticed I sort of like action.
Well, if it's action you want, Go in and wrestle with one of them wild beasts. Yeah, that is the only culprit you'll ever find here, Mac.
I guess you're right. Well, I suppose I'd better take one more turn around the beat.
Yes, yes, see that the squirrels and the spooners are behaving themselves. Well, see you later, son.
Okay, see you later.
Excitement. Ah, the rookies want excitement. It's those green kids that are pushing us old ones off the force. Well, maybe some of them will get more than they bargain for.
Ah!
Hey, what's that? Hey, Mac! Mac, what's the matter? Mac, what in the name of...
Glory be. Magpie. What happened, son?
Mac, your face. Ripped and cut. Mac,
speak, son, speak.
Shakespeare, read all about it. Policeman killed by wild animal in park. Read all about it, here.
They're holding an inquiry at the head keeper's office at the zoo this afternoon, Margot. Commissioner Weston asked me to drop by.
Well, Lamont, why are they holding an inquiry? They know how he was killed.
I'm not so sure that they do.
What do you mean?
Well, when I spoke to the commissioner this morning, he told me that there was no evidence of any animal having escaped from the zoo last night.
Excuse me, but could I subject my opinion?
Of course, Shrevey. This is your cab.
What is your opinion, Shrevey?
Well, it is not exactly my opinion, hey. It is more the opinion of my friend and acquaintance, Big Charlie.
Oh, well, what is Big Charlie's opinion?
Well, he is making the observation, which is the same thing as an opinion, that this here now cop is not being killed by one of the animals from the zoo at all.
Oh, no?
No. He thinks it was done by a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Exactly. He says that them bushy-tailed beasts can be very mean when they're of a mind to be.
Oh, now, Shrevey, how could a squirrel kill a man?
Well, that's just what I asked Big Charlie.
And what did Big Charlie say?
Well, he just shows me a scar on his finger that was given to him by a squirrel. And he says that if a squirrel could do that to him, he could certainly kill anybody else.
Oh, Shrevey.
That's an excellent deduction. In fact, I'd like to hear more, Shrevey. But I think we've reached the zoo.
Reached the zoo, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, so we have.
All right. Come on, Marshal.
All right.
Do you want I should wait, hey?
Well, yes, you might as well, Shrevey.
Good. I'm going out and give a couple of squirrels the third degree.
What a man.
Oh, Lamont, are they holding this inquiry in one of the cages?
Well, if they are, they'll probably lock you up and throw away the key.
Oh.
We go right in here.
Oh, hello, Cranston. Come on in.
Well, thank you, Commissioner.
How are you, Margot?
Fine, thank you, Commissioner.
These are the two keepers that were on duty here at the zoo last night, Mr. Oliver and Mr. Harper.
How do you do?
Well, have you come up with anything yet, Commissioner?
Nothing. The officer was killed by a wild animal, all right. But both these men here swear that none of them was loose last night.
Yes. Yes, that's right. They were all locked in.
Oh. Any clues at all?
Well, Harper here thinks that the job was done by some member of the cat family. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. After looking at the body, my guess would be that he was killed by a member of the cat family.
I see. Well, why do you say that?
Well, we get to know all the habits of the animals around here. We watch them eat and sleep. We practically live with them. My opinion is that it was a leopard.
Wait a minute. I don't agree.
Well, now, John, you know that...
Why don't you agree with him, Mr. Oliver?
Because that would put the blame on Reboo. She's the only leopard we've got here. Why, she wouldn't hurt nobody. She was in her cage all night, and you know that, Harper.
Now, wait a minute, John. I wasn't blaming Reboo. Of course I know she was in a cage. But there's more than one leopard in the world, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I also know you don't like Reboo. You're jealous because she only lets me feed her. She'll only obey
me. Hold on, well, both of you. You can settle that later. I've got a tougher problem on my hands. There's a wild beast at large in this park, and we've got to find it.
Just how do you propose to do that, Commissioner?
Well, now, don't you worry. We'll find him, that's all. We'll set traps for him. Yeah, set traps. That's what we'll do.
That should be very effective, very. You'll probably catch everything in town but the leopard.
But in this weather, you might catch a cold in that trap.
Yes.
You're both a big help. If you don't mind, I'll conduct this thing my own way.
But, Commissioner, you asked me to come here.
Yes, I thought that your knowledge of wild animals that you picked up in Africa or wherever it was might be of use to me.
Well, I still offer that knowledge.
No, I don't need it.
Very well. I guess we better be going, Margo. Yeah.
All right, Lamont.
Good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Catch a cold.
Now, Margo, it might be wise if I took an active interest in this affair.
What do you mean, Lamont?
That argument between the two keepers interested me very much. I'd like to learn more about them.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, this evening, late this evening, those two gentlemen are going to receive a visit from the Shadow.
Reboo. Quiet, Reboo girl. Don't you behave like the others.
Now, look, Oliver. There are other animals in this house, you know. They need attention, too.
Reboo hasn't finished her dinner yet.
Well, can't she eat it without your help?
Leave me alone, Harper. I'll tend to the others when I'm done with Reboo.
I wonder if she knows that she's under suspicion of committing murder.
Now, listen, Harper, don't start that again.
Well, you heard what the police commissioner said.
Well, who put the idea in his head that a leopard done the killing? You did.
Well, he asked my opinion, didn't he?
Yes, and you tried to frame poor Reboo. That's what you done. What was that?
Which of you gentlemen is on the right side of this quarrel, may I ask?
Who was that? Who spoke to us?
I did, gentlemen.
Who are you?
Men call me the Shadow.
But where are you? I can't see you.
I'm standing right here beside you.
Where? Where?
Don't try to find me. By my hypnotic power, I've made myself invisible to your eyes.
What are you doing here? What do you want of us?
I'd like to learn just what you both know about the officer who was killed last night here in the park.
We don't know anything about it, except that he was killed by a wild animal.
Was that animal from the zoo?
I don't know.
Do you know what kind of an animal it was?
Why, it was a leopard, I guess.
No, he's wrong. It wasn't a leopard.
How do you know?
I don't know, except I know it wasn't Reboo here. And that's who Harper's trying to put the blame on.
Why should Mr. Harper do that?
Because he's scared of her, that's why. She hates him and he knows it. That's why he wants to get rid of her.
Oh, he doesn't know what he's saying. I'm not blaming this cat here. And I'm not afraid of her either.
Then why don't you go into her cage the way I do?
Just a minute. You're avoiding my questions, both of you. You're hiding something from me. Something that you know and refuse to tell. Isn't this true? Isn't it?
No.
Of course it isn't.
I don't believe either one of you. So let me warn you. I'm going to be watching you both. And if the leopard strikes again, you'll answer to the Shadow.
Lamont, we've been walking through this park for 3 nights straight, and all we've accomplished is to fill our shoes with snow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margo.
Now, Hawkshaw, you know you're not a bit sorry.
Well, I just didn't want to miss being around if that darn leopard should strike again.
Well, do you think that we might be the victim?
Could be.
What?
Oh, don't be alarmed. I have a gun here with me. Besides, I'm afraid this weather is a little too cold for a tropical beast.
Yes, but maybe we get... What was that?
Come on, Margo.
Stop!
Through these bushes here, Margo.
All right.
Well, it's in heaven.
Now, what happened? What's going on here?
Look, the leopard. The leopard has struck again.
Oh, Lamont, look at that body.
Margo, stand over there, please.
He's beyond help. He's dead.
Yes. Who is the victim, do you know?
A park derelict from his appearance.
Did you see the leopard?
Yes, I did.
Where were you when the screams were heard?
Where was I when I was walking my beat about 50 yards away. When I heard the scream, I come running.
And what happened then?
I came near this clearing, I saw a large spotted animal standing over the body, tearing at it with its claws. Well, I was so surprised, I cried out.
And the animal heard you?
Yes. He turned quickly and snarled and leaped into the bushes.
I see. And that's when you fired at him?
Yes. I was quite a distance away, but I think that one of my shots must have winged him.
Oh. I'll have another look at this body.
He did a job on him, didn't he?
It was a leopard, all right. That's their method of killing.
Yes, the same dirty beast that got my pal Mac.
And there's something wrong here. Something missing. Can't quite place what it is.
I'm going now to send out an alarm.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Oh, Lamont, what do you make of it?
I don't know, Margot. When I was hunting one time in Africa, one of our native boys was killed by a leopard. The body, when we found it, looked exactly as this one does.
Then there is a wild leopard at large.
I'm not sure. While this killing tonight has brought back that whole episode in Africa, there's something missing here.
Well, Lamont, all I can say is it's a good thing I'm not an old-fashioned girl.
What do you mean?
After this little episode, I'd certainly need some smelling salts.
Margot, that's it.
What?
That's it.
What, Lamont?
That's what's been missing. The smell. The unmistakable smell of the leopard.
Is the killer really a leopard? That's an important question. But there's no question about this. It's easy to keep your home cozy and comfortable morning, noon, and night with Blue Coal. And here's why. Blue Coal is America's finest hard coal, carefully prepared for convenient home heating. You can depend upon Blue Coal for quick heat on cold mornings, steady, healthful warmth all day long, and a slow, long-lasting fire when you bank it for the night. No wonder thousands of people are heating their homes this easy Blue Coal way. What's more, with each order of Blue Coal, you enjoy the full benefit of your friendly Blue Coal dealer's extra home heating service. He'll gladly send a trained serviceman to give your home heating plant a thorough inspection and help solve any heating problems you have. This extra service is yours for the asking. Yes, you definitely get more for your money when you place your order with a Blue Coal dealer. So next time you order fuel, ask for Blue Coal. Your neighborhood dealer's name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of the classified telephone directory under the words Blue Coal. And now, back to Lamont and Margot.
Where are you dragging me now, Lamont?
To the zoo, Margot. The commissioner should be there by now.
Are you going to tell him about your discovery?
You mean the fact that there was no smell of leopard at the scene of the crime?
Yes.
I should say not. Can't you imagine what his reaction would be to that?
Yes, I suppose it'd be a big joke to him.
Yes, certainly. Oh, the squad cars are arriving now. That's the zoo just ahead.
Say, Lamont, you're not forgetting that Commissioner Weston is still angry at both of us.
Oh, he gets over those things very quickly, Margot.
Wait a minute, sir.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're friends of the commissioner, officer.
Oh, okay. If you're looking for him, he's in the big animal house.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Come on, Margot.
All right. Say, Lamont, just how important is the fact that there wasn't any smell of leopard near the body?
Can be most important, Margot.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I can't tell you that yet. In here, Margot.
Well, I tell you...
I don't
oh,
know...
Look, they're all over
many.
There by that cage.
Good evening, Commissioner.
Oh, it's you, Cranston. What are you doing here?
Well, Margot and I happened to be in the park when the last victim was killed.
Oh, yes, I remember them, Commissioner. They stood by the body while I phoned in the alarm, sir.
Well, my amateur friend, you're a little too late this time.
Well, what do you mean?
Crime has been solved.
Really? Well, who is the murderer?
There he is, right in that cage. A leopard that belongs in the zoo.
No, no, you're wrong.
Quiet, Oliver.
Lamont, that animal is dead.
Yes, killed by one of the bullets from Officer Kelly's gun.
You mean one of the shots you fired in the park, officer?
Yes, sir. I got one of them all right.
And he crawled back to his cage and died, is that it?
That's it.
It's not true. Rebo didn't do
it. Oliver, your friendly leopard did do it, and that's that.
Were you on duty here in the zoo when the animal got out, Oliver?
No, no, I always eat my late dinner at this time, but I wasn't gone long, and she couldn't have got out of this house.
She got out all right.
May I examine the beast, Commissioner?
With my compliments, Grantham.
Thank
Kelly,
you.
Make out your report. I'm calling this case officially closed.
Yes, sir.
Calling the squad that's combing the park. We're finished here.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Commissioner.
Huh? What's that?
I say I wouldn't call this case officially closed yet.
Why not?
Just come here a minute, will you, please?
What is it? What is it?
Officer Kelly killed this leopard, right?
Yes, Kelly killed him.
Would you say that Officer Kelly was a knife thrower by any chance?
Knife thrower?
Yes.
Of course he's not a knife thrower.
Well, that's strange, because this animal died from a stab wound in the heart.
Well, Lamont, lunch, you certainly spoiled the commissioner's case.
Yes, I'm afraid I did.
What to do now?
Hmm?
I say, what's the next angle on this thing?
Oh, well, we'll have to wait until the police clear out of the zoo.
Then what?
Then the two gentlemen in charge of the animals are going to receive another visit from the shadow.
They tried to put the blame on you, didn't they, girl? Tried to say you killed all those people.
Mr. Oliver. Mr. Oliver.
Oh, it's the shadow again.
That's right.
What do you want? Why are you here?
Don't you remember my telling you that if another murder occurred, I would return?
Yes, I do.
Where is your friend Harper?
I don't know.
Isn't he supposed to be on duty tonight?
Yes, he is.
Then why isn't he here?
I don't know, I tell you. I haven't seen him since early in the evening. Before Rebo was killed.
You don't like Mr. Harper, do you?
Why do you say that?
It's true, isn't it?
What difference does that make?
Do you know who killed that animal? Do you?
Why do you keep asking me all these questions?
Because I want to find out all I can about Harper. He killed your leopard. I know he did. And you know it, too.
Yeah.
But you're afraid to say so because he has some hold on you. Something that he knows will keep you from talking.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, you're afraid of him, Oliver. Afraid.
That's not true. I'm not afraid of him. Even though he has got something on me, that doesn't stop me from talking.
Especially since he killed Rebo, eh?
Okay, I'll tell about him. I'll tell plenty.
Good. Where is he now?
Well, I'm not sure. He's probably downtown, down where he always goes, to the big house on Columbus Square.
What's down there in that house?
That's where they meet, all of them meet.
Who meet?
The whole cult.
Cult? You mean that...
I mean that Harper is the leader of a crazy cult.
Oliver. Oliver.
Didn't get a chance to...
Yes?
To tell you, the cult is...
He's dead.
Want I should cruise around the square again, Mr. Cranston, hey?
Yes, Shrevey. Once more, if you please.
You think we ought to get out and ring doorbells, Lamont?
No, we'll never learn anything doing that.
Hey, you know, going around and around the square like this is fun. It's sort of like a merry-go-round. Hey, do you indulge much in merry-go-rounds, Mr. Cranston, hey?
I haven't lately, Shrevey.
It's a nice, clean sport. You know, I remember one time I'm riding on a big one. It's down on the island, and...
Lamont!
What is it?
Shrevey, stop the cab a minute.
Oh, sure.
Lamont, that house on the corner. Two men and a girl just went up the stairs and she seemed to be ill. They were holding her up between them.
Yes, and what happened to them?
Well, I may still be upset from that killing in the park, but I could have sworn that when the door opened, they were greeted by what appeared to be a big leopard reared up on his hind legs.
What?
I'm quite sure, Lamont.
Then that's the place we're looking for. It's the headquarters of the cult that Oliver spoke of just before he died.
What kind of a cult?
A cult of leopard women and men. I've heard much about these things, but I never thought they were in this country.
Oh, but that's incredible.
Margot, go get the police. Have them outside the house as soon as possible.
What about the girl? The girl they were bringing in that house?
She's probably their next victim. Go, Margot. Go at once.
As we are all gathered, the ceremony will begin. To you, O leopard, most lovely of beasts, we bow down in humble reverence. Your beauty of form we greatly admire. Your courage and cunning is our courage and cunning. As you are, so we will try to be. As you so majestically stalk through the jungle, so we too will stalk through the streets of this city. Our deeds are deeds that are done for you.
Priestess! High priestess?
Yes, O worshipper?
The offering. The sacrifice is ready.
There is time yet. There is time.
No, we must do it now.
Oh, you are too eager. We are not really going to kill this beautiful girl.
Why do we not kill her?
Why? Because we are not murderers. We worship beauty, not death.
Death is the beauty supreme.
You do not know what you are saying.
The cult of the leopard is death. It has always been death.
Worshipper, you are behaving most strangely tonight.
Why did we bring the victim here, if not to kill?
Enough of that talk. There is no need. Your arm. What is wrong with your arm?
Oh, that is just...
How did you hurt it? Answer me. How did you hurt your arm?
I'll tell you how he hurt it.
Who speaks?
It is I, the Shadow.
Shadow?
Quiet. Quiet. Where are you? I cannot see you.
I am standing right beside you here in the shadows. Your friend, Mr. Harper, can explain how I make myself invisible.
Do you know this voice? Did you bring him here?
No.
No, he didn't bring me here, madam. I came here seeking him.
What do you mean?
I said that I'd reveal how you hurt your arm, Mr. Harper.
How did he do it?
He was shot. Shot by a policeman who discovered him in the act of committing murder.
That's not true.
What are you saying?
This man, this member of your cult, disguised as a leopard, has already claimed two victims.
No.
Killing them as a leopard kills by slashing their throats with razor-sharp claws.
Is this true, Harper?
No, of course not. He's lying.
I suppose that you denied, too, that you shot and killed your fellow keeper in the zoo, just as he was about to tell me all about you.
Of course I deny it.
Then how do you account for that wound in your arm?
Yes. Yes, Harper. Explain that.
Why should I have to explain? What are you trying to do to me?
I already know what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to turn you over to the police.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
Let him, Harper. Then you can prove you're innocent.
You keep out of this.
He's afraid. Afraid that he'll be found out.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything.
Harper, what is wrong with you?
You think that any of you can trap me? That you can match my cunning or courage? The cunning and courage of a leopard?
Harper, do not talk that way.
What if I did kill? It's a leopard's right to kill. Wantonly. Joyously. Just for the love of killing.
Be quiet, Harper.
You can't silence me. And you can't trap me either. I'll fight. I'll claw. I'll kill. You hear me? Kill. Kill.
Look out for him. Stand back. Harper.
Oh, you have killed him.
That's right, madam. And now you and your cult are going to have to explain your existence to the police.
Well, Margot, Weston has rounded up all the members of the cult, so I guess our work is done.
Well, Lamont, what I don't understand is how a cult like that was formed. What was the purpose of it?
Well, cults of leopard men had their origin in Africa. They're still active there. Their ritual is a form of pagan worship. This group that we encountered tonight were obvious fanatics who'd learned the secrets of the African ceremony and were practicing them here.
Hmm. Nice people, these fanatics. I wonder if you'd mind taking me home, Lamont.
Why go home?
Because I want to dig into my closet and burn my leopard skin coat.
In just a moment, we'll hear from the Shadow again. But first, here's John Barclay, America's home heating expert. Mr. Barclay?
Thank you, and good evening, friends. Right now, with the whole world in a state of chaos, it's cheering to realize that in spite of war and widespread destruction, civilization marches steadily ahead. For instance, take the American home of 100 years ago. There was no electricity, no running water, and heating plants were in a crude state of development. Now compare that home with the American home of today, with its electric lights, modern plumbing, and central heating. And you know, folks, we can thank the Blue Coal engineers for many of the modern benefits of central heating. They've given us Blue Coal, America's finest hard coal. And they've perfected the Blue Coal heat regulator that automatically operates furnace dampers. All you do is just set that modern thermostat for whatever temperature you want. Then you can sit back and enjoy steady, even, healthful warmth. Yes, Blue Coal and the Blue Coal heat regulator are the modern combination for real comfort. So bring your home up to date. Buy Blue Coal. Just call your neighborhood Blue Coal dealer. He'll gladly show you this easy, economical way to heat your home. Thank you.
Today's program is based on a story copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, the Blue Coal Dealers of America bring you a thrilling adventure of the Shadow that will hold you in breathless suspense from start to finish. So be sure to listen. And be sure to phone your friendly Blue Coal dealer for greater heating comfort at less cost. Keep the home fires burning with Blue Coal.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior was a big green lizard. However, by kissing the feathered fighter three times, Miss Hellfinger broke the magic spell cast by the Wicked Witch of the West and thus returned to his normal crime-fighting self. The Fantastic Fowl returned to conquer and crush the evil old woman.
It's no use trying that green lizard trick again because I have my fingers crossed.
Well, that means I can't turn you into a lizard then, can I?
That's right.
Well, in that case...
That takes care of you, boy.
You're not a big green lizard.
Just don't fool around with me, boy.
You're a big green toad.
And not too much later...
Hello.
Miss Hellfinger?
Yes.
This is the Winged Warrior.
Okay.
I don't know how I get into these things.
Hello.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I don't even know how to tell you.
What do you mean?
You're not going to believe this.
Are you a big green lizard again?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
I've got something you better believe.
All right, let me tell you, Miss
Hellfinger. I am not kissing you again three times.
Miss Hellfinger.
I have kissed my last green lizard.
All right, would you let me say something,
please? Just remember that.
I'm not a green lizard.
You're not?
No.
Well, it's a good thing for you.
I'm a big green toad.
What are you talking about?
She turned me into a big green toad.
You mean the kind that hops around?
That's the kind. Hello?
Yes.
You're laughing, aren't you? This is serious, Miss Hellfinger.
I'm not laughing.
Do you know what I have to do to break the magic spell?
Whatever it is, just count me out.
Miss Hellfinger, to break this magic spell, I must kiss three times.
I'm not doing it.
I must kiss another toad.
You're kidding.
All right, let's not panic.
No.
Miss Hellfinger, I know you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
All right, here's what you've got to do.
What do you mean I've got to do?
Miss Hellfinger, I'm in no position to go around looking for the kind of toad I've got to kiss.
What kind you have to kiss? Hello?
The purple one.
A purple toad?
That's the only kind that'll work.
I have never heard of a purple toad.
Well, then why would they tell me to kiss one?
Who's they? Who told you this? What?
But some of the toads I tried to kiss told me.
That's impossible. How could they tell you?
Because when you're a toad, Miss Hellfinger, then you talk toad.
Wow. There's a lot of toads going around this time of the year. But how can our hero find the purple one before he croaks? And another thing. Can't you see our leaping hero in his search for a purple toad driving through the early morning fog on the toadway? Listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. Lamont used words like cult and pagan to describe the leper people. Words we use to describe bad, harmful groups of people. The definition of the word cult is a system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object, which could be used to describe any religion for that matter. Another definition is a religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious. In my country, we supposedly have the right of religious freedom. Lamont is from the same country as I am, the United States. Your beliefs and the beliefs of your neighbor may not match, but that doesn't make you or them evil. Cranston said the leopard people were gathered up, but what did they do wrong? They were not going to kill the woman they brought to the meeting. And Marco's observations that the women seemed ill was not enough evidence to say that something nefarious was going on. Just because a few bad apples are in any religion, or in any group of people for that matter, doesn't mean that they all share the same deviancies. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our host, Anchor.fm. You can listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn or iHeartRadio. For a full list, visit our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and to find the best location that suits you. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com or leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. Join us back next Monday for a new episode of The Shadow. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.